What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Interesting little article coming on out from Sputnik News, The Colossus with Clay Feet, How the Rome Declaration Exposed Cracks in the European Union. And we were talking about this yesterday, where all of the heads of the member states of the European Union got together in Rome at a summit to sign this declaration about what they were going to do for the future and how great the EU would be, and all the problems are past us and we've got a bright future. And yet nothing in the declaration actually addressed the problems the EU is facing. The economic problems, not mentioned. No solutions offered. The refugee crisis, no solutions offered. And observers were saying this appears to be little more than a public relations stunt to try and convince the people of the European Union things are going to get better now, just trust us a little while longer, which is a good description of every political campaign speech we've heard here in the United States of America for the last half century. But more and more, it's looking like the European Union is in serious trouble. I mean, when they are driven to the point of tampering with the elections of their member states to keep them from leaving, you know there's a problem. Here's a little story that just came on in. Apparently over in New York, there was a man who exposed this refugee couple that was using their food stamps, paid for by you, to bulk buy soda at the big box stores to then resell in their own little neighborhood unofficial store. And when he pointed it on out, what was going on, the woman apparently screamed, "My name is Screw America." Well, she didn't use screw, she used another word, and you can guess what it is. Remember what I said, migration is a filtering process. You are not getting the best of the people from those home countries. The people in those home countries who are doing well are going to stay. The people who are successful in their home countries are going to stay. The people who have skills in demand are going to stay. What we're getting through that filter of migration are criminals fleeing prosecution, people who couldn't make it in their home country and they're looking for a handout, or people who've got serious communicable diseases who have been told that the U.S. will give them medical treatment for free under Obamacare. That's what's going on. All right, let's grab a phone call here. Wally in New Brunswick, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. What's on my mind is GMO, non-GMO. Apparently, farmers have got a hate on for Cargill. Now, you'd think, okay, maybe it's because Cargill will only do GMO, but apparently not. Cargill has is also marketing non-GMO, and they've got the certification from the non-GMO project, so they can put the little labels on their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the farmers, the way the story reads is the farmers are all upset because now Cargill is trying to cut off their GMO product.
Well, I think that's the responsible thing to do because the GMO is turning out to be fraught with all kinds of dangers and problems. And one of the concerns we have here in Hawaii is that all of these big biotech firms are doing their test plantings out here on our islands, apparently under the theory that if something crawls out of that farm plot and starts to eat the tourists, that the mainland is going to be safe from it. And that is, of course, utterly ridiculous, because when humans first showed up on these islands, the islands were already covered with all kinds of foliage and all kinds of birds that managed to make the trip all across the Pacific Ocean and get here from all over the Pacific, not just the United States. So this idea that a biological accident could be contained here to Hawaii, well, it sounds good and it looks good on a map, but it's not realistic. It's like Monsanto's 10-yard barrier around your farm will keep the pollen contained, and we know that's nonsense. We know that pollen will travel states away and contaminate plants.
Yeah. Well, here's Cargill's take on it. Cargill has identified a growing market, a growing demand for non-GMO product.
Imagine my surprise.
So Cargill's saying, well, we're going to look after those customers because we want their business too. And the best way to get their business is you get the certification. And there's only one organization in North America that certifies. It's, I think it's the Non-GMO Project.
I think it's called the GMO Project. But, yeah, they're very, very good, and they're very trustworthy. And I'll tell you this, they're more trustworthy than the USDA's Certified Organic Program. Because when the USDA started their Certified Organic Program, they've got a little black and white icon. It's a circle and a bar, and it says USDA Certified Organic. When it first started out, a product really had to be organic to receive that certification. But over years of lobbying from various biotech firms, now USDA Certified Organic simply means we have less of the chemicals and GMO than the other brands. And so it's not really a safety warning so much as it's become another sales tool.
Exactly. I mean, organic is not non-GMO. Organic is just how you fertilize the stuff.
And also what insecticide you spray it with as well.
Exactly, yeah. And but non-GMO, I mean, that's cut and dry, you know. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. It's either it is or it's not. And these farmers are GMO farmers. And they're after, well, it's not just Cargill. There are four or five companies that are doing the same thing that Cargill is doing, in that they are splitting their product line between GMO and non-GMO, and they're getting the non-GMO certification.
Well, there's the problem, the GMO farmers, there's an issue. Unless they literally burn their fields or allow them to lie fallow for 3 years, non-GMO seeds they plant on their farm fields are going to get the pollen from the GMO crop that preceded it.
Exactly, yeah. So, you know, they've got a vested interest in their fields, of course. But here's the big thing is, you know, the way they're going after Cargill, they've singled out Cargill, I guess, to make an example out of them, and they... basically, all they're doing is castigating the GMO part. Cargill has come out and said to the farmers, you know, we're still buying GMO. You know, so.
Oh, I see. I see what you're saying. The farmers are basically in the seed business. They're raising the GMO crops and selling the seed back to Cargill, and that's the argument going there. I'm wondering how much of this is actually being funded under the table by companies like Monsanto, who are just trying to just get rid of any non-GMO to establish a permanent global monopoly.
Well, Monsanto's name comes up in the story. And I guess Monsanto, you know, it's sort of, they're being defensive about GMO. And they're being offensive. Well, they came out, they actually said, they tried to discredit the non-GMO project.
Yeah, they've been trying to do that, yes.
Yeah. So the article is in Bloomberg. It's well worth a read.
Yeah, okay, I'll take... if you'll send that to me, I will definitely take a look at that, okay?
Okay, I'll send you the Financial Post, like, because it's the same story. Financial Post, they give credit to Bloomberg for the story.
Okay. I'll take a look at that. All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you... Okay, I'm sorry.
What do you want in the subject line?
Just say Cargill.
Okay, you got it. It's on its way shortly.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. Get on back to the news. Now then, as you know, for all you tennis fans out there, we're coming up on the Wimbledon tennis match. And I've never been a big one for spectator sports, but I did do a little tennis in my youth. In recent years, there has been a very popular photograph making the rounds in the tennis community, if you will. It's called the Athena Tennis Girl. And it's a shot of a very lovely young lady who apparently was wearing a thong underneath her tennis dress. And she got an itch and reached back to scratch. And a photographer got it and shows her shapely derriere. And it's a very popular image all over the world. And Wimbledon was thinking they were going to use this image as part of a much larger display of tennis art, tennis photography from history. And immediately the feminists started screaming, "You can't do this. You can't show this shapely female tennis player's rear end. It's sexist. It's this. It's that." And Wimbledon, unfortunately, has backed down. They're going to take it down. Have you ever noticed that all the feminists who are screaming that we shouldn't be looking at naked women are women you would not want to see naked? I think they're jealous is really what's going on. It has nothing to do with sexism. They're feeling attention deprived. Nobody wants to look at them. So they're going to go on the attack against the girls that people do want to look at. I remember a few years ago in Hollywood, well, more than a few years ago, it was while I was still working in Hollywood, which would be 25, 26 years ago. And there was a campaign out there to get beer companies to stop using attractive female models in their commercials. And the slogan of this campaign was, "Don't use our cans to sell your cans." And as it turned out, the women behind this campaign were not the sort of young ladies who would be shown in beer commercials to begin with. So it wasn't really their cans that were being used to sell the beer company's cans. And of course, my response at that point was that these so-called feminists were depriving these actresses and models of an income, of a livelihood, because that's what these girls do. They have worked their lives learning their trade, learning how to act, going to health clubs, and just turning their bodies into something people want to look at. And the feminists were out there saying, "Don't do that. Don't look at them. Don't look at them." I really do think they're jealous. I think that's what's going on. Now then, interesting little story. Apparently, over in France, workers at a Coca-Cola factory discovered $56 million worth of cocaine inside a shipment of flavoring components from Costa Rica, which is not entirely inappropriate when you remember the history of Coca-Cola, because Coca-Cola actually began as what was called a patent medicine, and cocaine was a big part of its original formulation. The pause that refreshes. And then, of course, cocaine was outlawed, and Coca-Cola had to rebrand. They took the cocaine out of the coca leaves. In fact, the Coca-Cola company is the largest supplier of medical cocaine. And they had to change their advertising away from "this'll pick you up" to "it's a fashion trend." Now, then, you remember not too long ago there was a big stink where operatives got inside of Planned Parenthood with hidden video cameras and exposed them for not only encouraging women to have abortions as opposed to give birth to the child and put it up for adoption, and then turned around and were carving up these babies to sell for parts, which a lot of people found very, very shocking, including yours truly. And apparently, Planned Parenthood has called upon their political cronies in California to get charges brought against the activists who exposed what they were doing. So nothing bad happened to Planned Parenthood, and the people who brought out what Planned Parenthood was doing, chopping up babies and selling the parts, are looking at 15 felonies, and it's clearly politically motivated. I remember when Black Lives Matter was out there screaming about, you know, the police killed this black man, the police killed that black man. Planned Parenthood is dusting off blacks thousands at a time. Why aren't you complaining about that? Margaret Sanger, who started Planned Parenthood, intended it to be focused on certain minorities she felt were too prevalent in the American society. And by the way, Hillary Clinton's a big admirer of Margaret Sanger. Now, let's talk about the Arctic. And I'm sorry, Al Gore, yes, it is still filled with ice. China is now throwing their hat into the ice rink, as it were, saying that they're ready to play a major role in developing the Arctic. There's a lot of good stuff up there, a lot of oil. It's very hard to get at because there is no land up there, and the Arctic Abyssal Sea is very, very deep indeed. But China is getting ready to go on up there and avail themselves of the resources that basically fall in the triangle between the northern border of China and the North Pole. And there's already a big fight over who owns the Arctic. Now, common sense would say countries that border the Arctic, draw a line from your borders to the North Pole, that's your part of the Arctic Sea, but we're already seeing the U.S. is claiming to have a much larger chunk. Europe wants a much larger chunk. Russia wants a much larger chunk. We're actually going to have war up in the Arctic the way we're going. Now, apparently, there is a new liquefied natural gas tanker that is built to also be an icebreaker. In other words, this ship is going to be, it's designed to carry liquefied natural gas from gas wells operating in the Arctic back and forth, even through the ice pack itself. That's a very telling indicator that, yes, the race for the resources of the Arctic is definitely on. We're going to take a phone call. Wes in Idaho, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Wanted to point out that this Friday, there's going to be a big protest in D.C., a march on the Capitol, about the vaccinations, with Robert Kennedy speaking, as well as
good.
Dell Bigtree, the maker of vaccination, the video Vaxxed, and Barbara Lowe Fisher. Wanted to point that out. Also, Mike, do you know where, on the subject of drugs, do you know where we get the English word pharmacy comes from?
Enlighten us, please.
From the Greek word pharmakia, which means sorcery, witchcraft, and poison and magic. In the book of Revelation, the word sorcery appears a number of times, and the original Greek manuscript is the word pharmakia, which, once again, is sorcery, witchcraft. These drugs, what they are, is all patented chemicals that did not exist until their patent, and the body does not recognize them. The body recognizes garlic or hawthorn or whatever herbs, but it does not recognize these drugs, and that's why they're always side effects, direct effects.
Yes, I call the principle coevolution. We've evolved with the same biochemistry as these other natural treatments. These artificial synthetic chemicals, we've never been exposed to them before, and our bodies really do not know how to handle them properly.
And never will.
Another 2 million years of evolution, they might.
I'm not holding my breath.
Wes, I got to cut you off. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, do you remember Huma Abedin, Hillary Clinton's very close associate during the campaign? And Huma is married to Anthony Weiner, a former congressman who was disgraced when his habit of sexting underage girls was made public. And having learned nothing from his downfall, he's still been at it, to the point where the New York Police Department has an active investigation against him for doing it again. And, of course, nothing really. Hillary's campaign was trying to protect him. Apparently, there's a lot of pedophilia in Washington, D.C. that's being protected institutionally, and there's nothing new about that. Remember the Franklin scandal? That one went all the way to the White House itself, and it was absolutely shut down. Now, I still think Pizzagate was a setup to discredit anybody who was investigating the diddling of little children by our elected leadership. But the problem is definitely there, and it's definitely major. Now, in the course of examining Anthony Weiner's laptop, the NYPD found State Department emails, which were not supposed to be there, and that is what forced James Comey to reopen the investigation shortly before the election. And then 2 days later, he said, nothing there. Investigation closed down again. Since then, it has now come on out that there were, in fact, State Department emails on that laptop, which had not been turned over in response to the congressional investigation. And the NYPD and the New York FBI are apparently, they're tired of Comey's interference and obstructionism. They're starting to go public. Now, Judicial Watch today released almost 1,200 pages of these State Department records, including previously unreleased Hillary Clinton email exchanges. And they found additional instances of Hillary Clinton sending classified information through unsecured emails and offering special favors from the State Department to donors, either to the Hillary Clinton campaign or to the Clinton Foundation. And as Donald Trump is out there saying, why isn't Congress looking at that? Why isn't the corporate media reporting that? Now, over at Apple, there's a little bit of a controversy going on. Because 5 years ago, somebody put together a very simple iPhone application that would send you a push notification every time a U.S. drone strike was reported in the news. Apple rejected the application 3 times, refused to carry it in the iTunes stores, saying it was excessively objectionable or crude content. And it's hard to imagine what's objectionable or crude about it. It's just a notification. U.S. has drone struck here. Obviously, the U.S. government objects to this. They don't want you to know about all these war crimes going on, because most of these drone strikes are taking place in countries with which we are not officially at war. Well, after a total of 12 rejections, Apple finally accepted the app to put it on the iTunes store. Everybody was celebrating freedom of speech. Apple then abruptly deleted it yet again. Probably got a call from somebody over at the Pentagon saying, you can't do this. It's making us look bad. That's the penultimate crime. We're going to go on committing war crimes, but nobody's supposed to talk about it. Now, if you are an iPhone user, there's yet another malware making the rounds. It's a ransomware, but the good news is it is fake. When you are using the browser on the handset, you will get a pop-up screen that says you are accessing illegal pornography or you're pirating copyrighted music. And in order to be allowed access again, you have to send in a ransom. And the ransom is basically £100 or $100 in the form of an iTunes gift card, where you will buy the gift card and then you will send the code on the card via a text message to a mobile number. Now, there's a good side to this. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality, storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about this latest ransomware. It's making ways around iPhones. And apparently, you're using the browser. You'll get this screen that covers the whole phone. And it says you've been caught accessing illegal pornography or you're pirating copyrighted content. And you have to pay an online fine, meaning a ransom, which consists of you have to go out and you have to buy an expensive iTunes gift card. And then text the code number on the card, which is what you need to actually access it, to a designated mobile number. Now, this is coming from the security firm Lookout. But what they've discovered is the ransomware isn't actually locking up your computer. It's a fake. And if you just clear the browser cache, it goes away. And where is the NSA in all of this? Now, the FCC has issued another warning about scam callers who try and get you to say the word yes. And apparently, it's a voice signature that they're recording and how they're using it. I was always wondering, what can just the word yes do? Apparently, for credit cards that are linked to telephone computer systems where you can do transactions over the phone, The way they verify that that's really you on the other end of the line is they get you to say the word yes, and they have a voice print of you already doing that. So if you've never set one of these up, you are immune from this. But apparently this is a scam, and it's continuing. And again, nobody seems able to do a thing about it, other than issue a warning, which we issued the warning on this scam weeks ago. I guess the FCC was too busy processing my general mobile radio service license. Now, here's an interesting article. This is out of 12160.info, and it's talking about what's going on over at Cisco. Now, when WikiLeaks started dumping the Vault 7 documents, it indicated how the CIA was compromising certain systems, and some of them were Cisco. Now, Cisco has launched a major effort to close the gaps. They are retasking engineers. They're taking people off of other longer-term projects and saying, you go on over, you work on this right now. They're trying to close all of these because every exploit the CIA installs in a system is an open door for cyber criminals to come on in. Far from making our IT infrastructure more secure, the actions of the CIA and the NSA are actually leaving us wide open to cybercrime. No wonder it's just exploding completely out of control. So Cisco is working on closing this up and sending out patches for their various routers and other equipment, and they're asking a very important question. Why did we have to learn about this from WikiLeaks? Why was the government not telling us to be very, very careful that some of these spy tools targeting supposedly criminals and terrorists, who we already proved are immune from the NSA's code breakers, leaving it wide open for the criminals? Cisco is asking a legitimate question, and they're validating an important point. We need to pay attention to what's coming out of WikiLeaks or any other whistleblower. We're not going to know anything that's going on if we continue to listen to the government spokespeople or corporate media or the CIA or NSA spokespeople. Their business is to lie you into going along with what they're doing. WikiLeaks has done a tremendous service leaking these documents because the involved companies are now working to close these loopholes yet again. All right, we're going to go ahead and grab a phone call. Mateus in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. I've been a faithful listener the whole time, but my work schedule overlaps in your show. If my sound quality is too bad here, just hang up on me. I won't take it personal. So Mateus,
you're not calling me from your workplace, are you?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay, good. Good.
I'm on a legitimate lunch break. Hey, I invented a new funny name for a Democrat.
Yes.
How about this one? Okay. Demon crap.
I hate to break it to you. I've heard that before.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, I was sure I made that up.
Sorry.
It's so funny. Every time I'm so immature, I crack up laughing every time I say demon crap. Anyway, okay, regarding privacy, you know how people say, you might have something to hide, and if you want your privacy, maybe you're guilty. You know that bull?
Yeah.
Stupid slime. Okay, well, this is my feedback. It's like, why do you own curtains for your house?
That's like, a good response.
That's a good question for these people.
That's why a good response.
Yeah. Oh, well, how about this one? I got another one. Why do you close the door to the bathroom?
That's another good one.
Criminal. Yeah. Why do you close the door? Why are not all shower curtains transparent? Like, there's an entire industry for window covering. Obviously, we all have a legitimate need for privacy.
Boy, you have hit the nail right on the head. Yeah, you've hit the nail right on the head.
Yeah. It's like we're not criminals if I don't want my genitalia to be witnessed by the next person yeah, there's a stall divider. I want some privacy when I'm going pee. I'm not a criminal. This is so ridiculous. Anyway, okay, that's one topic.
Well, before you go on to the other one, you also need to remind these people that the U.S. government has been caught stealing business secrets from law-abiding American citizens using this technology and giving it to their good buddies. And that's another reason why we should have a right to privacy.
Exactly. Okay, regarding the Netherlands vote.
Yes.
That was like a... Okay, so the way that the headlines are explaining it, it's like one headline was that people came out en masse to stop the spread of populism. Okay? So what that means... Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
What that means is that the people voted to stop the people from being powerful. And you know, buy that? You believe that?
No, it's utter nonsense. Like I said earlier in the show, I think they're making this stuff up with a dartboard.
Yeah, I love your dartboard one. Like, Middle East, Syria, depleted uranium. By the way, that's so evil, that depleted uranium, like, oh my God. For anybody who's religious, that's so obviously evil. Anyone who's not religious, it's just so obviously morally bankrupt.
I'm not religious. I think it's the most evil thing possible. Listen, Mateus, we're running out of time, so you had one more point to make, and then I got to go to another call.
Okay. So my other point is I'm going to give away a free genius idea, whoever can develop it. This is to defeat the comment section censorship that's all over... that's spreading out. So
yes.
all the publications removing their comment section. So here's a free idea. So what you do is you start up a website that all it does is it provides a place to comment on every single story that's currently being covered by Drudge Report, for example.
It's called FreeRepublic.com.
Pardon?
It's called FreeRepublic.com.
Okay. So I can go read a story about the New York Times from Drudge Report, and they won't let me comment, but I can go to freerepublic.com, and then they'll have a link to that story where I can comment?
Yeah, they will. Now, there is also a little bit of liberal bias there, but it's not as obvious or heavy-handed as the corporate media. Anyway, Mateus, this is a really bad phone connection. I'm having trouble understanding you. We're going to let you go, and we're going to switch over to Fran in Washington State. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha Nui Nui, Michael.
Aloha Nui
hey,
Nui Nui.
about privacy, and you keep saying, well, in terms of government, to make them act like a dictatorship where everybody can see, well, it's very, very obvious at this point that our Congress critters and, you know, my senators... from Washington State did not vote to give away our privacy, but our Republican in the House just rolled right over. So it's like, obviously, these Congress critters are not working for their constituents. They've all been bought off.
Yes, and as long as we tolerate a crooked election system in this country, then these senators and representatives and presidents will not feel that they have any obligation to the voters at all, because it doesn't matter what the voters vote. It's who counts the vote is going to pick the leaders.
Yeah. And then one quick comment about, quote, refugees and migrants, unquote.
Yes.
Yeah. We made a mess of their countries. Here they are. Payback's a bitch.
Yeah, it really, really is. That may be a big part of behind all the violence and everything, is now that they're here in the countries that sponsored the destruction of their home, they're going to start raping and robbing and setting fires and everything. But the open border people don't want to see that. Anyway, listen, Fran, going to let you go here. Got some news I got to get to before the top of the hour. Talking about computers and security and privacy. And by the way, I love Mateus's comment. Why do you have curtains in your windows? Why do you close the bathroom door? Why is the shower curtain or shower door on your shower opaque? It's a very, very good point. But again, we do know this government is stealing information from you, the law-abiding American citizen, for their own personal profit. I've lost track of the number of government agents who've actually been charged for taking information that they acquire, looting through people's computers, and using it to commit insider trading on the stock market. And for every one they've actually caught, I assume there's probably a couple of hundred more who got away with it. Now, there's another article over here in Blacklisted News called Mission Creep, and it's talking about these new devices you have in your home that respond to voice command. Now, they're picking on Google's home device. And according to Dr. Philip Doty, who's Associate Dean of the School of Information at the University of Texas, privacy advocates are right to be concerned, especially following the revelation that the CIA hacked Samsung smart TVs to record private conversations. Did they do the same thing to Google? In all probability, they don't want anything to not be part of their surveillance. So these devices may not turn on until you say Siri or Google or Alexa, but they're still listening all the time, and you don't know what it is they're doing with what they're recording. I'm not going to have one of those things in my home. Ridiculous here. All right, now then, remember the Mirai botnet? And apparently there is a new variant of the Mirai IoT malware, and it's capable of launching application layer attacks rather than simply flooding targeted sites with junk traffic. And this new botnet has already been used to hit a U.S. college with a two-day-long attack last month. And apparently a big part of the problem is the Mirai source code has been made publicly available on the dark web, so that now we have our little script kiddies in the basement of their parents' home who are playing with one of the most potent malwares out there. Now, apparently, somebody has come up with, for all of us nostalgia freaks, and boy, a lot of them are surfacing ever since I started talking about the Raspberry Pi. But apparently there is a new TRS-80 emulator. For those of you who got the Radio Shack computers and you missed them, and it runs the classic Model 3 TRS-80 on a Windows computer. Why? I'm sorry. I mean, I was part of that generation, and I had zero respect for the TRS computers. In fact, most people I knew called them the Trash 80s. Now, Commodore 64 emulator? Maybe. I got a lot of feedback about the Raspberry Pi. And people writing in saying, reminds them of the days when computers were fun. And I agree. And a lot of members have posted links to pages showing what people are doing with this. When you can buy a full Linux computer for chump change, all of a sudden you start thinking about cool things to do with it. And it really is a fun gizmo. Now, I did go back to eBay, and I found the page for the seller that I bought my Raspberry Pi Zero kit from. And I paid about $30 for it. And some of them will go up with more powerful versions of the Pi and more options and everything will go up to about $100. But I paid $30 for it, and that got me the Pi, the adapters, the power supply, case, and so forth and so on. And I got it running with almost no trouble whatsoever. Now, you do have to download the operating system and put it onto a micro SD card and shove it in there before it'll work. But there's all kinds of websites that have the instructions. It's really very, very simple to get this thing going. And a lot of people are doing weird, wonderful, crazy things with it. It is a craze. Apparently, the Raspberry Pi is now the world's third most popular computer. And I'm sure Windows is already saying, we have to get Windows 10 onto that Raspberry Pi. Death to Linux. Absolutely not. Getting on back to the world of political correctness, apparently a student did a really good report for a class but got their grade docked because they used the word mankind. oh, it's not PC. You're not supposed to use gender-specific language. We're going to mark you down. Forget about the merits of the paper. Forget about its conclusions and its academic quality. You used a bad word, therefore you're going to be marked down. This PC stuff has gone way, way, way too far. And we're breeding a generation of people whose entire sense of self-worth rests in always finding things to be offended by. And that's how they value themselves. I'm important. I found something to complain about today. We'll be right back with our last segment.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
I have just had an inspiration here. I think all of these liberal snowflakes in the United States of America who are screaming that Trump is not their president and they are bemoaning the loss of the liberal dream, I think we ought to crate them all up and send them to Sweden, because Sweden is the liberal paradise on earth. They have open borders. The refugees are pouring on in. They're hiding the fact that the refugees have turned Sweden into the rape capital of the world. And even Grand Tour, the Amazon live show by Jeremy Clarkson, James May, and Richard Hammond, formerly of Top Gear, when they were in Sweden, even they were making jokes about all the carless areas and just the liberal agenda there. They're coming up on a vote that will mandate everybody in Sweden get tons and tons of vaccinations. And now, Sweden's feminist government makes men's violence against women a compulsory subject at university. You will sit there and you will hear how men are beating up women. We went through this in the 1990s in the United States. The rape crisis, the violence crisis, and it turned out, actually, again, it was all fiction. When the numbers finally came in, the violence between men and women who were white was basically equal. The women were just as abusive as the men. I know my first wife cracked my cast iron fry pan against the back of my head. And you have no idea how long it takes to properly cure a cast iron fry pan, I might add. And they found that in the black community, women were more violent than the men. But in Sweden, we're going to have a class about men's violence against women. I can just see the graduates of Sweden's universities trying to get a job. Well, can you run a computer? No, I majored in men's violence against women. Well, can you fix a car? No, I majored in men's violence against women. Do you have any kind of a useful skill that we should pay you for? No, you should pay me because I'm an expert on men's violence against women. Yeah, and we're seeing the same problem here. The colleges have become these liberal indoctrination centers, and they're not teaching practical skills. They're not teaching the basics, math, science, engineering, architecture. They're too busy with the fluffy subjects, history of white male oppression, the white zone where you may be guilty, the white guilt confession booth. I mean, it really is bizarre. If I had been fortunate enough to be a parent, to have a child, which was one of my life's ambitions, and it never materialized, if I had a kid, I would tell him, don't bother going to college. It's a waste of time and money. You'll graduate hideously in debt with a totally useless degree. Start a business now. Look at some of the most successful people in our society. Steven Spielberg, Steve Jobs. They both quit school to start their companies, their businesses. They never completed college. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow, Thursday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com, Republic Broadcasting, everywhere you can on social media. We're in a fight for the truth. We're in a fight for the future of the United States of America. We're in a fight for the future of the entire planet Earth. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
You're
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.